The federal government has announced a new potential nuclear waste dump site in South Australia. But not everyone is happy, and the project raises concerns. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
Barneura, a place you've never heard of, is 143 kilometres northeast of Port Augusta in South Australia, and it's been shortlisted to build a new nuclear waste facility. Minister for Resources, Energy and North Australia, Jos Frydenberg, says the decision, quote, does not represent a final decision to locate the facility, but it presents an opportunity to continue consultation and concept development with the community, end of quote. But not everyone supports it. National nuclear campaigner for Friends of the Earth, Dr. Jim Green, says the decision is shocking because the site is sacred for the local Aboriginal community.
Well, I'm shocked that they've chosen this site because it's Adnamutna land. Adnamutna are the traditional owners for that part of the Flinders Ranges. And it's very sacred land for Adnamutna people. You know, they live near the proposed dump site. They've got formal government cultural recognition of that site.
According to Minister Frydenberg, the project, quote, will include further consultation with the local community and detailed design, safety, environmental and technical assessment, end of quote. But Dr. Green disagrees and says there are environmental concerns with the location of the site.
In terms of public health and environmental risks, well, there are many, but if I just mention a couple, one is that this is a floodplain, so the rain comes down from the mountains of the Flinders Ranges and it floods this land, and it's extraordinary. Right at the other end of the spectrum, there's fires. For example, there's been two serious incidents with fires at radioactive waste dumps in the United States just in the past year. But all sorts of other risks, transport risks, of course. And if we go back to first base, there's this issue of whether Australia needs a national nuclear waste dump.
The waste facilities area is jointly owned by the president of the Liberal Party of Australia, South Australia, and former Senator Grant Chapman, who's been advocating for the project for several years. But Dr. Green says it's ultimately not his land to sell.
We've got a Liberal Party government in Canberra endorsing the nomination by a former Liberal Party politician, Grant Chapman. So it does stink. And, you know, Grant Chapman is going to be paid handsomely for nominating his land. But the problem is it's not his land, it's Adnamutna land. And Adnamutna are strongly opposed and they're going to fight to the death to stop this thing happening.
He says Friends of the Earth will keep in touch with the Barneura traditional owners to spread the word against this potential nuclear waste dump.
We've been speaking to Adnamutna traditional owners and we'll stay in close contact with them, and we've already visited the site a couple of times since it was shortlisted last year, and we'll be planning all sorts of events and actions and protests and lobbying of the politicians at both the state and federal level. And I'm sure that the Adnamutna traditional owners will be inviting Australian citizens to visit the site.